If you're on the run, or just staying home, if you're with some friends, or just all alone, have a cup of coffee or tea, if you please, and listen to me today on Cardio Coombs Cafe. Hey there, you're listening to Cardio Coombs Cafe podcast. This is episode 24, and I'm your host, Aaron Coombs. I'm with my family here now for a special Christmas edition. Woo! And say your name out loud.
My name's Andrea.
Say your name out loud.
Mark. I'm your host, Aaron, and to the far right,
I'm Laura.
Laura Vardy, my wife. You probably know us from other episodes.
Previous episodes.
Where we're all family. First question I was going to ask was, what's our Christmas traditions? What's something you like doing during Christmas, Andrea?
You can go someone else first.
Well, Christmas, all of our Christmas traditions are the same thing, so I don't know why we have to go around the whole table. I guess Laura's might be a little bit different, but generally our Christmas tradition was always to go to midnight mass on Christmas Eve and then probably open up a gift or two after the... But this is, like I said, this is what we do. That's why you're different.
You're different.
I'm just saying.
You're not Catholic.
I'm saying this is what we've normally done, was to go to the midnight mass and open up gifts. So,
Mommy Sanj makes the egg rolls.
But when was the last time she made egg rolls on Christmas Eve? That's been many years. Yeah.
There's a few snacks.
It's a tradition. I didn't say Christmas Eve tradition. I say Christmas tradition.
Did
you see the message I sent her about the person who was selling egg rolls, homemade egg rolls for $15 for a batch?
I was like,
Sandra, you can be making money.
She can build eggs, make them snacks.
Egg rolls and lasagna. Mom can have it going big time. Mm-hmm. And what I was going to ask you guys about now, that was pretty much our family past traditions. It might be different for you guys. This Christmas Eve, we both have the little bambino, so they're probably not going to be out all night at the mass, I wouldn't say.
No. Party. Yeah, I don't know what we'll do. I mean, usually if I'm home for Christmas with my mom, which I try to do that, like go to Lethbridge and be home with her, at least like every second year, usually when you're working. We would go to the United Church, and that's like an early evening, short church service, not like midnight mass. And, and then we would also do the open one gift, but it would always be new pajamas that you wear that night. Yeah. Christmas Eve night would be the thing with us. So I don't know, I was thinking with Kalani, like we would open one gift. Would it be pajamas? Would it be... I also had this idea that maybe it could be an ornament, like a new ornament each year that we get her, and then she can open it and put it on the tree. Hmm. I don't know.
Speaking of pajamas for Christmas, one year Andrea asked for Christmas Eve gift she could wear to church. I said, you could wear it to church, but I don't know. And she opened it up. She's like,
pajamas. Yeah, it was wasting my one gift I was letting open.
Pajamas.
You were like, I didn't know.
It's funny. Socks and drawers are like when you're a kid, but when you're like our age, it's like deadly.
Yeah.
Awesome. New drawers and socks.
I kind of want heat and light in my new house for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can start a fire.
Oh, yeah. Even like gas gift cards.
No.
Like,
I mean, literally, like power to my house.
Power to
Christmas miracle.
I thought you meant like someone pay that bill for
no,
you.
No, I just want to be able to pay it, have it hooked up, be
Michelle
able to pay
speak
it.
That, when I got home from work, my sister asked me to move from her house, which she just moved from, like the past 2 days, was it?
Yeah, we moved yesterday
so
and
hectic.
Sold today, officially.
She takes her time. All right. Here's going to be a question that is for everyone. It could be different. What is your favorite Christmas cookie?
Favorite Christmas cookie? Ooh.
I think sugar cookies.
Sugar cookie. I know sugar cookie.
Gotta have that icing, too. Mm. Even better if they're cut out like Christmas shapes.
So what's the difference between sugar cookie and shortbread cookie?
Sugar cookies are made with a ton of sugar. They really are. Shortbread, I think, is more...
Butter,
less sugar.
I think I like the homemade turtles. That mom cookies that mom makes them.
I've never had those.
They're pretty deadly.
They haven't been much recently, but she used to make them all.
See if she break them out again.
So they're like turtles?
Yeah, they're like they're similar to the nuts and the chocolate and the caramel. They're really good. Yeah.
I like the chocolate peanut butter mice.
They're good.
And I like the pineapple squares.
And the coconut. Can't go wrong with coconut balls either.
No, the chocolate cherry cream cheese balls are probably my favorite.
There we go.
Oh, speaking of balls, have everybody tried those Beeb balls?
Beeb balls?
Tim Beebs?
Tim Beebs. I actually really enjoyed them.
No.
They're good? No. Just,
you never tried just crumbly?
They're not worth it.
You never tried them or they're not good?
I never tried it.
It made it sound like you didn't like them.
But how much?
Regular Timbits with like some kind of either chocolate.
But how much more are they though? How much more are they? How much more
do
are they?
Do they cost more money?
Yeah, how much more?
Yeah, they are a bit more. I'm not sure though.
I know, I think it's like around $4 for a box of 10.
I found the sour cream Beaver bit with the chocolate chips is better than any other Timbit on the go right now.
That one's like birthday cake.
I love that one.
Aaron's favorite too. Mine, I like birthday cake Timbits the best. So I like the birthday cake waffle one.
I thought they were really good.
Instead of the Tim Biebs. I mean, I'd eat them. I just probably won't order them again.
She's too fancy for the Tim Biebs.
Okay.
favorite
Christmas movie?
The Holiday. Oh, Jack Black is.
Jack Black? Who else is in it?
Cameron Diaz and Jude Law and
it's a good one.
What's the name of the other girl?
Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
Kate. I do know Kate.
Kate Winslet.
You know.
How about you, Mark?
Jack. Just
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Mine's probably Die Hard. No,
Die Hard's up there.
Home Alone.
You know what I don't Home like?
Is the Bears Find Bears on
the
VHS.
The good Christmas movies you got to pay for on the streaming sites.
Like, which ones you gotta pay for?
All of them.
Come over here then.
We got Crave, we got Disney, we got Prime,
we got DVDs.
Disney Plus got all the Home Alone.
See, I don't have Disney.
So.
Okay, yeah, you're gonna have to let me borrow
your Disney. We're not sponsored by any of these.
Anyone watch? You're gonna watch the new Home Alone?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
You can't be like messing with Home Alone. Like,
I didn't know there was one, be honest. I'm still living in.
It's on Netflix, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They keep advertising like this new Home Alone movie, but. I might just watch it just to see.
Buzz is in it, I think. The brother, he's a cop.
He had good availability, I guess.
He was too busy. He was horrible. Like, he was annoying first. So I can imagine.
Okay.
Sorry, Buzz. If Buzz happens to listen to Aaron's podcast,
he's
I'm really sorry.
Non-sponsored.
Aaron's top fan is Buzz, and he's dropping it. Yeah. Unsubscribed.
Speaking about annoying, Christmas music during, like, go around mall and stuff repeatedly could be annoying. But is there a Christmas song that you love the most? Which Christmas song, Andrea, do you love the most?
I used to like the Jewel Christmas CD.
Which song in particular?
I don't know which song in particular.
Hands, but with bells.
The Christmas one?
These hands, they are my own.
Yeah, I don't know. Give me a while. I think one.
I like that one.
That's hard. I like a lot of Christmas songs.
Yeah, it's really hard, but I think I'm going to go with Christmas All Over Again by Tom Petty. I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
I got a picture of Tom.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's hidden behind it there.
The worst is the friggin' Paul McCartney one. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. That's
it reminds
so
me of the Love Actually.
Mark, you can't say more than 5 minutes of that on proper key because then they think it was actually him singing it. So. And your favorite Christmas song?
I don't know. Well, I really like Michael Bublé's Christmas album.
He comes out Christmas.
I really like that, like, what do you call it? Like, that kind of...
See a poppy
void. Pie. No, not...
She means more like Bublé, like crooning. Like a crooner voice.
No, I was going to say, I really like Sia's Christmas album that she had as well. But, yeah, like that crooner.
Yeah.
Kind of. Like, Frank Sinatra, Let Snow, Let Snow, Let Snow. I really like that.
You probably like my favorite one then. Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yeah.
Why Luther Vandross would anybody?
Oh man, he's got that voice.
I like Merry Christmas, Let's Not Fight Tonight or whatever it's called, or Ramones. That's a little bit different than traditional, but I like that one.
Me and Connie love the Ramones.
Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. Yeah, that's what it's called, Stelly.
I'm not sure.
A little bit of Bright Eyes Christmas.
Okay. And we already talked about this earlier, but Christmas is going to be a little different now with the kids. So, as parents and uncle, what is going to be one of your favorite parts of Christmas with having these children around, you think?
Well, I guess you pretty much answered the question by the question. The main part of having them around is having them around.
Yeah, and just the joy and the excitement that they have is what's going to make it
special. And see experience in the Christmas for the first. Well, you know, this is technically their second Christmas, but they were
first
little,
one.
They were little farts the first time around.
Yeah, they were like barely.
They were only young back. They were only young back then.
Yeah, they're only a month or two then.
Speaking of these young farts, I have here. I'll be an entertainer this month as well. If you anybody wants Santa Claus or Elmo pictures done,
Santa Claus or Elmo,
or an Elmo or Cookie Monster video. This is also for the audience too. If you want a Cookie Monster or Elmo video for Christmas, saying your child's name or whatever, just
send one to
send me a comment or
Paul,
email
for sure.
Paul loves Elmo. All right, we're gonna do a coffee plug now. I got these special cups for this event. Merry Christmas. And the Cardio Coons Cafe coffee, we all had it without flavors before, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so yes.
But for it without flavor.
Me too, this flavor is very good, bro.
I don't own the flavors.
It's not a cardio flavor. Not,
we won't even say
it. We won't even say it. It's not even good enough to say who did the flavor, because the flavor pack's not very good.
You all feel,
you're not liking your flavor.
No, I feel like it should be an alcohol drink, but
which one did you have? Which flavor?
Same. We all had the same.
No, I didn't have egg.
Oh, you never?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, how did you find the gingerbread?
It's not
great. Am I allowed to say that I'd rather go to Common Grounds or Third Place Cafe and get it?
Yeah. These flavors aren't the best. I won't say where they're from. But that is a liqueur kind of one that you put in coffee.
It's not Cardio Coombs Cafe.
Beer. No. The only thing mine is the coffee. It's roasted home and everything.
I would have preferred
I enjoyed the coffee.
Well, that's a good plug for your coffee. Yeah. It's a good plug for your coffee that I would have enjoyed.
That's another thing I was going to talk about.
I always drink Cardio Coombs Cafe.
I want to do an episode where you guys said you don't drink just black coffee. So we'll do an episode of like Tim's, Robin's, McDonald's, mine. I won't do any of the little mom and pop ones because I don't want to do anything to hurt their sponsorship or their family.
So you're going to put yourself up with coffees and so you can win?
It would be interesting to see how the local places rank.
I drank Tim's. I
had the
pressed a bit of Tim's.
So that was a comment blog. Brought to you by Cardio Coombs Cafe. Oh, we're going to talk about Coca-Cola pitcher right here. Me, Laura, and our baby, Kalani.
Where?
Do you guys... you don't know this podcast magic right now?
Oh.
Right here.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah. All right, moving on. When you guys came in here, I wanted to say, do you want to do a second part of the food eating taste testing? And we had the idea of that maybe you guys out there don't want to hear us going... make a big old mess. So we ate beforehand. We took some pictures. Well, I take a board up. We're gonna rate the food.
Okay.
Although I really wish she had filmed us eating because Andrea's reaction to the vegan cheese was
the most exaggerated thing I've ever witnessed.
Names out on a blank side. Names out on a blank side. Flip it. Flip
yours. Names out.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
What am I doing?
So.
I don't know how to get this.
So, we're going to start off with the vegan chicken, I say, burger. 1 out of 5, 5 is best, 1 is worst.
Chicken lips.
And then after you give the number, I want to know what can make it better or what made it good or not.
So this is just the overall...
Just a number, overall number of the burger.
1 to 5 or 5 is the best?
Boom, boom. I'll eat some more magic, put the numbers up top later, after. So, we'll start with Andrea. Show the camera. And say it out loud.
Oh, I made it a little small.
Oh my god, I'd say.
What are you even into?
We don't know how this works. What did you write down? 42.
4.2.
Oh, I didn't know you could do points.
Andrea gives it a 4.2 out of 5. That's pretty good for a vegan
good.
Burger.
I found like the batter was really good, and it was cooked very well. It was really crispy.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it, it looks like it's going to be that brown, gross chicken nugget. Chicken meat, but it tastes better than that. It's just you lost your 0.8 for the look of the inside meat, which you can't change.
Oh, sorry. And we meant to put a pickle on top, but I couldn't get the jar open.
Yeah,
it was a big old jar.
You lost the point for that, even though I didn't want
pickles.
The pickle.
It's secured good, so they're fresh.
Sorry. What do you got, Mark?
Moving on, Mark.
I said 4 because I know we did points. I did a rookie score.
Yeah, me too.
The bun was good. The triple C sauce was excellent.
Oh, yeah.
The texture and the taste was good. But like I said, it's a 4 because you know what would have made it slightly better?
Chicken.
If it was actually chicken.
Oh, come on, folks. Come on.
But like I said, for what it was, fantastic. Yeah.
It was triple really C good. Sauce I also give for Laura for breakfast sandwiches and wraps.
Wraps, so good. I also did a 4 because, you know, you can't like give something a perfect score, and I didn't know we were doing like, you know, points. I thought it was whole numbers only, but I can't really say much other, anything different than what you guys have said. It's the appearance of the fake chicken, I guess, that we're so used to seeing that, like, you know, the way chicken looks and comparing it to that, you're like, oh, that's not chicken. But how about I say this? It's kind of nice to eat something that's, you know, pretty much the same as a chicken burger. Like, it's, like, really good. Pretty much looks like a chicken burger, tastes like it. But knowing that you're not eating an animal.
So what is it?
No animals.
What is in it? I was going to say to ask. What's in? What's the meat made of?
It's a guardian chicken, like grilled chicken. And I made up the batter and fried it up.
It's a guardian chicken. Like, yeah, it's not a grilled chicken. No, it's not a grilled chicken.
It's soy and pea protein.
Oh, that's what I was looking for.
Oh, what it's made out of? Yeah.
Yes, what is it made of?
Most chicken burgers will be soy or bean or protein based, or you can get like a seitan one, handcrafted by mostly wheat gluten.
Okay.
So that could be hard around people's stomachs, but
so this one was more vegan.
If you got a gluten intolerance, well, it's still vegan. But like if you got celiac disease, you wouldn't be able to have wheat gluten, but a wheat gluten one.
Okay.
But you had it before. Both of you had it, and you think it was bigger. It was a long time ago. You had the big crunchy one, like.
And it wasn't as good.
No, but this one's good.
Yeah, it's
good. I don't even remember.
I do.
So who cares? I don't know what one's good. This one was good. All right, so. We're going to talk about the chili now.
The chili?
Chili.
Which is vegan, but I did add a side of Parmesan cheese. So it's not even vegetarian. It has rennet in it. But you could choose to put cheese on it or not. That's why I had it on a side. And some chips on it or not.
You could put cheddar cheese on it. Then it'd be vegetarian.
Yeah.
I like cheddar cheese on chili.
You can also top it with some cilantro or some sour cream added on, but we only kept it simple for
this. I find that's really good if you have turkey chili. So the cilantro and sour cream. You made good turkey chili like that back in the day.
Back in the day.
All right, you can start with that side, this one.
No. Keep it going from...
Keep it going?
Yeah, same way.
I gave it a 3.75.
Ooh. Okay, you're getting wild now. A second point per spot?
Well, yeah.
I've got the point spot going now, but the second point spot...
That's well, see, I have 3.
It's going to be pi, 3.14, all the
things. Why didn't it make that quarter? Okay.
What happened?
What happened to that quarter?
First, I wrote down the 3.7, but it was a little bit better than that. So I had to give it to 5.
That kind of makes it look worse because you're like.
So, what did you like about it?
What I didn't like about it was the chili itself tastes really good, but it was a little bit watery for my.
Okay.
It was a little bit.
He wants it thick.
It was really good. Before the chip, you want it a little bit more thicker.
So what'd you like about it?
That's
like
I liked the flavor and the taste. That was all good.
I was passing around spoons. You're like, what are these for? It's like to eat chili. You're like, oh, we're not just going to use chips till we're done chips.
Yeah.
Maybe easier with the scoops, Tostitos scoops.
So really, that's what the 0.25 that you lost.
All right.
That was because of the texture, and you can't give it a 5 because a 5 would be like 100%, but it's pretty close.
Who has the best chili then?
Okay, I won't mind now.
I don't know any chili places.
Oh. I said 4.5.
Nice.
I never
good.
Really had an issue with the thickness, no? But we're saying it now. Okay, maybe it could have been a little bit thicker, but wasn't.
Yeah.
But it wasn't noticeably. It was. I've had runny chili before. I wouldn't consider it a runny chili. That's what I was saying. Sometimes you might get it from one of these donut franchises. I'm not gonna say which one. We already talked about them, and you'll get it. They'll be runny.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that.
And not the same taste.
You know what I mean?
Right?
But the taste was good. I thought the freshness of the ingredients was good. 4.5.
Yeah.
If fresh is the greens, can you guess what's in it?
No.
No.
Vegetable wise. No?
Tomatoes?
Carrots.
Tomatoes, carrots.
Chickpeas.
Corn.
Kidney beans.
Kidney beans.
Well, that's not
vegetable. Onion. Not too much onion.
Yeah, I don't know if I get much onion.
No, I don't put too much to overpower it.
4. That's because I like my chili with, like, I like to put in bell peppers and I like to add mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Things that, you know.
I'm not a big fan of mushrooms, but I will eat them just because they're good for me.
Yeah.
I love a bit of shrooms.
So, yeah, maybe there could be more things there, but I find it hard to criticize the chili because it was really good, and, like, Andrea made a good point about the thickness of it, I guess.
Yeah.
You're not even listening to me.
I am.
totally.
So are they.
I don't know. Good sauce, good temperature. Everything was cooked. It wasn't
Oh,
like
and I'm a really hot hard. Person. So
Andrew's a hot person.
Like, yeah, really spicy. It wasn't like spicy or anything, which was... It's a good amount for me.
If you guys watched
Baby even ate it too. Clonie had some earlier and she liked it.
By the way, Andrew was the Hot Sauce Challenge champion. And me and Mark cried. Okay, last thing besides the coffees. Andrew, what are you doing marking it up? Alright, it's the pizza.
The pizza. So are we just doing the...
Just the vegetarian one, because I know you guys were not into the vegan cheese.
Let's talk about that vegan cheese.
I myself am pretty critical of the vegan cheese, too, because I won't say the brand name, but there's one, the way we had it wasn't very good. It's got, like, a sharp, different texture to it.
Is it not okay to tell
hard to get
people
the,
which brand to
I
avoid?
No, it's not.
Not nice.
And, because I had tried ones with, like, slices and grilled cheese and actually tastes really good.
Mm-hmm.
But this cheese was...
You've made it for me, right?
Yeah.
The grilled cheese, the vegan grilled cheese, of all things. Mm-hmm. Vegan butter, vegan cheddar. It was really good.
Alright. Are you going to write down something?
Good.
You guys are like writing big long all right,
Andrea?
Notes or what?
I gave it
a candy cane.
4.5 of the candy cane because it's gorgeous. The reason why I gave it 4, I think it was probably one of the best pizza that I had of yours. And the crust was really nice and crispy and good. It was like doughy, but it wasn't overcooked. And overall, it was really good.
I wasn't a big fan because mushrooms, but I put it on for you guys.
Yeah.
And fresh mushrooms. I like that better than the canned stuff.
Oh, 4.5 again.
I think it's 4.5. That's probably one of the best non-pizza oven pizzas. That's why you don't get the 5, because with the pizza oven, you get that extra awesomeness. But it had a great crisp for a regular oven.
You're not buying a pizza oven.
Santa, if you're listening.
From the back, yeah, right, perfect.
Help a boy. I've been good. All right, Laura.
Bop.
Bop.
Oh, 4.4 all around.
Remember the Kevin Hart?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We won't talk about the book that has been sold.
Well, big dismiss.
No, please don't.
All right.
Okay.
I dropped some free stuff off to that person's house, too. After free baby stuff. 4.5, because, again, thin crust. I like that. But, yeah, you could still hold it up and eat it once it cooled down a tiny bit. Yes. And crispy crust, fresh vegetables, lots of toppings, lots of cheese in particular. That's very important to me. It wasn't undercooked. It wasn't burnt. Even though I know at first I thought it looked burnt, but that was just...
No, I let the cheese get a little brown, a little golden, actually.
Yeah. No, it was near perfection.
You guys know me. I'm not a cheese lover or any lover or anything like that.
That's what I was
saying. I'll go to Lefty's and order pizza with cheese. Mark's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but the point, see, you're not bringing up the whole thing. The point is, like I have, is that you have a cheeseless pizza, and then you get the garlic fingers with a lot of the cheese on it. So
it's really awesome. There's so much cheese on it.
And deliciousness. Okay.
But we're not done with these boards. We got one more thing to do.
What's that?
Are you guys ready? Look at all these mediocre candy canes.
Woo! That's a good one I had there.
All right, guys. Before we do the giveaway contest, that's going to be December 25th deadline. We're going to do a contest with all of, well, not me, but you guys. So one of you here is going to win a prize. I'll say the prize afterwards.
Okay. We can win it?
Are you guys ready? What?
We can win it. We'll figure out what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
I know what it is.
I'm saying you do. I hope you do.
I hope you do, yeah.
All right. So I'm back here a little bit so you can't read my cards, right?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't
look. I'm nervous. It's just like school.
So what's happening? You gotta explain.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna ask 20 questions.
20 questions,
yes,
bro.
I'll go fast.
This is where I'm at.
20
guys,
questions.
You're gonna win a prize.
What kind of prize?
We're having like a spelling bee here.
No, this is a
this is Christmas.
We're having a full verbal.
Yes, this is a Christmas trivia. And it's,
oh my god!
Let's do this.
And as long as it's not,
and it's not multiple choice. This is why it's going to be a little difficult.
So what? It's a 20 answer test.
It's a long answer.
No, don't. No. Just one answer at a time. I got the
so we're going 20 questions
yes,
with one answer at a time.
Yeah.
All right, we already started.
Yes, let's do this. That's too many.
Nope, let's go. It's question number one.
He's the host.
Which popular Christmas drink is also called milk punch? Go.
What?
Which popular Christmas beverage is also called milk punch?
Okay. Gotta be quick, guys. We got 20 of these.
Say it out loud.
Eggnog.
Woo!
Y'all got a point.
I hope they're... Like, is this gonna be 20 questions that we all know? Like... Why is there so many questions?
Who knows?
Okay, keep going.
Like, I gotta learn, I got a spell on everything for this game.
Alright.
What can you do multiple choice?
Nope. Number two. What did the other reindeers not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose?
This is a dumb quiz.
It's Christmas.
It's so Christmas rare.
Christmassy.
Okay.
1 second. Play all the reindeer games. Okay, you go.
Join all the reindeer games, but I'll give you all a point for it. Still play.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number three. In the movie Miracle on 34th Street.
That was not, I had to pay for it. I've never seen it before.
Oh, so you might not get this one right.
Oh, I can't watch it.
Based on a real-life shopping mart. Mm. What was the shopping mart called?
Oh,
it was called...
I think...
Don't say it out loud. Right on the board. All right.
I think, I hope.
Toys R Us.
Andrew says Toys R Us. Mark says...
I don't have to say anything. I don't know.
I have no idea. Too.
Macy's?
Who said Macy's?
Me.
What do you know? Jim in the corner.
Who said Macy's? It's Macy's.
Who said Macy's?
There's so many people, Sealer. Mm-hmm. Question number four.
We're at question three and you're losing your mind.
And I'm drinking just coffee, bud. Just drinking coffee here.
Well, it tastes like alcohol.
Guys, keep going, guys. We got so many questions.
The two most popular names of Santa. The most popular names. Two.
Including Santa?
No. Two of what other names of Santa's called? The most popular ones. And you gotta get two of them right to get the full point. So it does get a little hard.
Okay, Laura, you gotta hurry up. We don't have time for this.
Hold on.
We don't have time for you to be. We still have 15 more questions.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just gonna say this.
I thought it was. I'm assuming these are the twos.
I don't know.
All right, you guys ready?
Okay.
What do you say, Andrea?
Oh, Kris Kringle.
Kris Kringle, St. Nick.
Oh,
that's the right answer.
I got Mr. Klaus for my second one.
I got Kris Kringle for Father Christmas.
That's the one I thought would be.
Do I get half a point?
No.
You don't get no half
no point.
No, it's getting difficult. You guys said it would be easy questions.
Aaron said beforehand, if you don't get both, you don't get the point.
I didn't hear that.
You gotta make it, guys, you're gonna win something.
I better win after all these. I said a bad word. You gonna bleep that out?
You've ruined the whole podcast.
You know Mark's gonna win trivia. I'm here going to Mr. Claus.
All right, guys. Number five. In Home Alone, when the McAllisters were going on vacation and they left Kevin behind, where did they travel to?
First one? Home Alone 1?
Yep.
I know, but that's the easy one again.
I don't remember.
Are you serious, Ange? How many times have you seen that movie? Bye.
All right.
Where are they from?
No, can't see that either.
Right.
That could be another question.
Okay.
Oh, wait
a
second.
No, you saw
it.
You've seen it.
Yeah,
I did. That one was my first thought.
And
there
New York.
I was going to put that in Europe, and then I was going to put Paris.
That's the second one.
Paris.
Yeah.
Paris. Oh, sad.
You don't get to, actually, when people turn the things over, you don't get to.
No, I know. It's just bad, because that was my first thought. You know how it is.
It doesn't count.
Don't count.
I'm grumpy now. It's staying too long. Saying F words.
It's fun.
In the classic Christmas musical song, The Grinch, what three words described him? I'll give you a clue. They all start with S.
Sure.
I'm probably all three, so I might look him up.
No.
All right. What do you guys say?
Stink, stank, stunk.
Stink, stank, stunk.
Andrew, what'd you say?
I wasn't going to get off.
Have you took part in Christmas before?
It's a
didn't know any of them.
Were you been? You missed all these other Christmases?
Is Seth Rogen your dad?
He is.
And just celebrates Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Question number 7.
What is Kwanzaa?
Which country did eggnog come from?
Originally. I have no idea.
Any hints or are you just going to go full? No, just let us go fully.
I'll give you a hint. It's not Moldova.
But is it similar to that? My hilarious
spelling. Okay. Mm.
All right.
No, ready?
All right.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Do you
know or do you
just
guess? I have no idea.
I guess Switzerland.
Switzerland?
I guess Germany.
Germany?
Belgium.
Guess who's right?
Germany.
Nobody.
Oh,
what England. England. England.
Oh, I would never guess that one.
Never would have thunk
no,
that.
See?
No. Oh, my game buzz. All right.
What number question we had, though, is the question.
Number 8.
Oh, my God.
No way. That's
what did Frosty's magical hat do once it was placed upon his head? What did Frosty do once his magical hat was on his head?
Like Frosty is in like
the snowman.
Just say it. It's easy, I know. Why did we need so many questions again?
Okay.
What are you looking at?
Became alive.
Turned alive.
Became alive and he danced.
It says here he began to dance around. So I'll give it to all three of you.
But no? Come alive is what he did, didn't he?
I think just me because I was though. Very specific.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I know this because
Laura
I got
playing hardball now.
I know that because I bought Frosty the Snowman book for Kalani and I've been singing her the reading singing to her.
Right,
she doesn't
guys.
Like it though.
Here's another hard question. Which country originated of traditionally putting up a Christmas tree was? What was the first country to originally make the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree?
Ooh.
Yeah. Number 9.
I don't know how to spell what I was going to guess.
I don't know.
What'd you guys say?
France.
France?
I was going to say New Zealand.
Oh, I have England, but I think it might be France.
No, Guten Tag, ich liebe dich. It's
Germany.
Is it? It's
really?
Germany, yes.
I just put Germany for the wrong question.
Switch them over.
Okay, let's go, guys. We don't have time for this banter.
In the song, Winter Wonderland. What do they call the snowman? In the song, Winter Wonderland, what do they call the snowman?
What?
What's the snowman's name in the song, Winter Wonderland?
He has a name?
Yes. All right,
Mark's
guys. I
should
give this.
The snowman
is nothing. Later on, we'll explore.
Okay.
No, okay.
I guess man.
I'm Glenn.
Mr. Snowman.
Parson Brown.
Oh, what?
How did we not remember that? That's
the one that says you can marry us is based on like I think an old reverend like years
we'll call
ago.
Parson Brown.
It don't make sense. There's a comedy
we'll
sketch on
Parson
it.
Parson Brown.
All right,
I can't remember that. At all.
You guys, might get
I think Glenn was right.
Here's a good one then. The main villain in Nightmare Before Christmas is the main villain.
I never saw that movie.
What? I can't remember his name. No one can remember his name.
Okay, number 11 is nobody gets it.
I'm actually wearing a one Nightmare Before Christmas sock right now because that last since I've seen it though. I can't remember. His name.
Ready?
I was gonna wear it today.
Do y'all give up?
Yeah.
Oogie boogie.
Oh.
Oogie boogie.
Oh, I still knew that.
Not to be confused with ooey dooey.
Ooey dooey.
Okay.
What question
is Isabella says number 12.
Okay. For more than halfway done at least.
All right. What is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time? And this changed after 2018.
Oh.
So it's a new one.
Does it say, no, don't mean it's new. Just mean it up past the first one.
Oh, yeah.
So it's pretty relevant now.
Mm.
So is it, it's higher than you think. Top highest grossing Christmas movie of all time.
But box office or total?
Didn't specify.
It was different bad. Answers.
Yeah. I really don't know.
All right, how about this? There's only two there. If you get one of the two, how about that one?
Okay.
Okay.
And if it goes by, the winner gets the least amount of questions right wins, right?
Top grosser gets the
All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Home Alone.
Home Alone
was number 2, so you do get a point.
It's the love,
say?
Actually.
Oh.
I don't know.
So, Andrea...
So what's the other one you're talking?
The Grinch was number 1. It actually went over Home Alone in 2018.
I'm not a huge fan.
I guess they probably
mean
merchandise and all that stuff too. Because
okay, this one's going to. I'm going to give out the clue that it's not Okay. What was the real name character Tim Allen played in The Santa Claus? I'm not talking about Santa Claus, but his actual name.
What's his name? Character.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I don't know that at all. Should know this. Watched those movies so many times.
Joe. I'm going to go with Nick.
Nick? You're going by Nick?
Bill? I'm saying Bill. Is that...
You're copying Andrew's Nick?
Yeah, I am.
Nobody gets the point. It's Scott Kelvin.
Oh, Scott.
I remember knew that.
On the roll.
SC. Yeah. Scott Kelvin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been watching. See, I can't afford the good movies. I've been watching this.
I've been watching those Hallmark ones.
Okay, this one might be a little mathematique. Might have to know some numbers here.
Oh, no.
How many gifts in total were given in the song 12 Days of Christmas?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Do we get how much time?
Do we have minutes
calculate? Oh god, you guys are doing like line division, addition, multiplication now. Laura's doing Roman numerals.
I told you I can't do this.
Oh, I'm gonna get into 10. Just
wait, no.
No, bye.
10. You guys say there's so much time left, and I should have done this
one. I can't do this without a calculator.
Okay.
No, I'm not done yet.
Okay, we're still recording.
Okay.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Wait!
Just pick a number, guys.
1, 2, 3. I don't know.
78.
78.
78 is what I got, too.
364.
Don't look at my map.
We all did 78?
364.
So you...
What? We're all wrong?
364.
So you would be doing it, like, everything, going through every number.
And how many times is singing?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate this quiz and I hate you.
I wonder if it might be like that.
We're almost done. Hurry up.
What is the best-selling Christmas song ever?
Oh.
Ever. And this is...
Ever?
Ever.
Christmas. Not to be confused.
Selling?
Best selling.
What do you mean selling? Like
who sells it?
Ever? Like every version?
If you ask Google or Siri this,
hey,
they'll say, no, shh, don't do it now. Or
follow.
Oh my
god.
Wait, what do you get?
Whenever it was ready?
No, just a second.
It doesn't matter because whoever it least moves wins.
Okay. A bonus point if you get the singer too.
You gotta get
Oh god.
Okay, you should get something though, Laura, please.
Right. Okay, wait
please,
a second.
Laura. I'll just give you the prize. Let's just hurry up.
All right.
Yeah, done now, Laura? You ready to go?
I'm writing it out.
Okay. Jingle bells.
All I want for Christmas is you by Mariah Carey.
Oh.
Everyone is wrong.
Oh,
it's what White Christmas by Bing Crosby beats her.
Oh, yeah, Bing Crosby is
really
good. I would have
said the one that you guys said too.
Obviously there's something to that. We've all thought that.
This it one, I don't know if anyone's going to get.
Oh, great.
You might be too young for this one.
Okay.
In 1964, in the movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, he had an elf friend. What was the elf's
name? I can picture him. He's blonde.
I can picture him too. We've seen that a million times.
Yes, bye.
All right.
I can't remember his name. I would guess, though, what I would name him.
Glenn.
It was Glenn.
Hansel.
Hansel?
That is a Hansel.
We said
Pippin.
Pippin?
I don't know.
Hermy.
Hermy.
Start with a H.
That's pretty close to Glenn.
Our cat just poked his head out.
Okay. Almost.
Coyote.
Any silencing questions down here?
Number 17.
Oh, 17. I thought we were done.
Oh my god.
Which popular Christmas song was originally a Thanksgiving song? Which Christmas song was originally a Thanksgiving song?
Which Christmas song was originally a Thanksgiving song?
Right. Nobody's writing.
Guess something. You're not gonna guess anything?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna guess something, but it's totally exactly the end.
Okay.
I said Little Drummer Boy.
Okay.
I guessed a squiggle.
Okay.
Jingle bells.
What? I was gonna say that for a joke.
I don't get it.
In the movie Elf.
Okay.
How did the main character elf travel to the North Pole?
Okay. Okay. Right. You guys need to stop being so slow. Okay.
I'm done.
And you're being slow.
Some kind of portal.
Portal. I said Santa's sleigh.
I thought it was like an ice pan.
Andrew, you're actually close.
Yeah, that's what I was
it's in the
thing.
Santa's bag.
Yeah. I think that's a portal.
I can't give you the point.
What is?
No, I'm thinking of how he left the North Pole. All right, ice pan.
Guys, okay. Guess what? There's only two questions left.
Can't say them.
We did it.
Okay. Both at once.
The French word Noël. Often used around Christmas. But what did it originate mean in this Latin tongue?
Jeez.
How you feel that?
Okay.
I'm just guessing something. I have no idea.
Okay.
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 Yeah, you took too long. You don't get the answer. I said sun.
Joy.
Joy is actually
Andrew?
A guess.
Huh? Nothing?
No, nothing.
Yeah. Birth. Too long. Birth.
I wasn't going to guess that. No.
Okay.
All right, last question.
I had to do something with the god birth, but I was going to say birth.
In what decade did Coca-Cola start using Santa Claus in their advertisement? In what decade did Coca-Cola start using Santa Claus in your advertisements?
Gosh,
I'm gonna give you an exact year.
Kits. Oh, you know the exact year.
I said 40s.
40s?
1802.
1802?
Is it the
1990s?
Well, it was
1920. Oh, 20s is my second guess.
Did she get one or no?
What did you say, 20s?
1900s.
No, I said 1990s.
Oh, no.
I was like, I was really confused why I should get one.
I'm just
the 90s and the 20s the same thing? But that would have been my second guess.
Same century.
20s would have been my second guess. I should have known it was that early.
I'm not a very good trivia person, as you can see. If multiple choice, I'm pretty good at.
I want to know everybody's scores. Start with the third place and then say who's the second.
Third place is Andrea Coombs.
That means I get the winning prize, right?
You win. No,
with 3 answers correct out of 20.
That's all? Still have more than that. That's really bad. Wish I got four.
We have a draw.
Oh, a draw.
You both got 6 answers right.
Ooh, that's pretty bad. I thought we did better than that.
Yeah, I feel so we did better than that, too.
Nope.
No, there wasn't very many right answers, guys.
It was the second half.
Well, you know, we need to do a tiebreaker thing. You need to come up with another question or something. Breaker. I don't know.
Ooh. No, Laura can have it. Okay.
No, you have to have a tiebreaker.
I already said, if you go back earlier, I literally say Laura can have the prize. So. Right.
No, but I want to win it.
Okay. Then how will we, what's there going to do?
I'll
come up with another.
One second, I'll get you.
Andrea, come up with a Christmas trivia question.
We're going to come up with a tradition trivia.
And don't make it something you think Mark would know the answer to.
No, I'm going
to
ask Google and
or
tell
that
me.
I would know. Just make it like.
Christmas trivia question.
Oh, yeah, now I was going to say it out loud.
No, here you go.
Hi, guys. This is the long version of the longest podcast ever, where we have a lot of dead air.
Oh, it probably caught some of that.
Yeah, this is where you got these stupid questions too, isn't it?
Is there more than 20
the
there?
The Google.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, find the 21 and ask us.
Yeah, I'm there looking at Parson Brownie, Wee Dewey, Home Alone.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get to...
What eyes are aglow in the Christmas song? No, this is something.
This
is a good one.
Okay.
Which fairy tale was the first gingerman house inspired by? Gingerbread, sorry.
I know the answer.
Which fairy tale was the first gingerbread house inspired by?
Okay. I think I know it. I was like, my pen's dying.
Okay. Ooh. What did you say?
Hansel and Gretel.
That's what I said.
You both win again. Okay, so have a
You guys both win. You both get it.
That's it.
You both get it.
You
both get it.
And I can ask you questions when we go.
You both get it. You both get it.
One more.
You both win.
Okay.
Do you want to know what you guys
can we
won?
Split it?
What it was?
Is it splittable? What is it?
You guys, no, you get both get a Cardio Coons Cafe toque.
Oh, awesome!
I still think it's really late to mount.
Okay.
All right. And now. For the grand finale, the Christmas grand prize, which is due December is the deadline. So I'm going to say it now. You go on the website, cardiocoombscafe.ca. You'll see a link for Christmas contest, and there'll be a questionnaire that you have to submit. And for bonus points to get your name into an extra draw to win, show me a picture of yourself wearing or holding Cardio Coombs Cafe swag. And you guys want to know what the grand prize is?
Yeah, sure.
What is the grand prize?
Ooh. You let them know. We have a mug. Travel mug.
That's pretty cool.
And there's more.
I got it. I didn't bring down the right one. There's a orange hunting Cardio Coombs Cafe hat. So not this one, but like this one.
Is that one I can have?
There's a bag of Cardio Coombs Cafe coffee. I'll put the picture of magic here. And a gift card. Ooh. So like I said, go into the website. Click on
the
link.
You never said what the gift card was for. That'd be kind
of Amazon?
Amazon. Shh, I don't know if that's
how much money?
$50. And any family member can win. Karen, are you watching this? You want a hat? You want a mug? You can still play. You can always win again. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
This is our Christmas special. We had some decorations here, and we're in our
Merry Christmas.
Santa.
And if anyone want to get any tips on how to do trivia, give me a message.
Use that.
All right. Mm-hmm. When we turn this off, let's do more trivia and see who the real winner is.
See the rule. We'll arm wrestle. All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. Until next time, stay tuned, stay happy, and stay healthy. Bye for now.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, should we do like a Family Matters sing-along at the very end?
No.
Oh, come on.
Shh,
all right, take it off.
Stop.
Bye. Now listen to some Beats by Smokey. Thanks again for the sample.